ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad salamullahi alayhi, which are found in the book As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, specifically supplication number 8. In supplication number 8, Al-Imam Sajjad seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things. And we got to the part where he says, Shakasatul akhlaq, bad morals. Now, we spoke about morals and we touched upon generally. Human beings, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, He gave them two types of instructions. One that deals with Him specifically, which what we refer to as ibadah, which is worship. And the other part is akhlaq, morals. A person needs ibadah to deal with God, with Allah Himself. And he needs akhlaq and morals to deal with people. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you see that both of them are requirements. And in fact, they are attached to one another. That you can't come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without one of these two. If you come to Allah with salah and sawm without akhlaq, Allah would not accept. If you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with akhlaq, without ibadah, He would not accept. So they go hand in hand, which means me and you, we need to take that point into consideration seriously. Now, well, let us have a short break and then we will elaborate on that.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we were saying that akhlaq, morals and ethics, and ibadah, worship, are in fact entangled with one another. To make that clear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me to pray and fast, correct? At the same time, He asked me to be kind and merciful and loving and respectful to my parents. So if I pray and fast, but my akhlaq, the way I deal with my parents, the way I deal with my mother and my father is not up to date, is not to the, at least to the limitation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn for me, then my ibadah is not accepted. So Allah says on the Day of Judgment, all your a'mal, I don't care how good they are and how much they are, it's due to the fact that your akhlaq, your manners with your parents were bad, I will not accept it. I will not accept your salah, I will not accept your siyam. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا فجعلناه هباء منثورا. And we came to all of that which they have worked for. Allah does not let it go. Obviously, He has recorded everything. Everything is accumulated. You go to Day of Judgment and you find that you've done mountains of deeds. But sadly, you were set to fire because you were angry with your mom, because you shouted at your dad, because you disobeyed them. Allah says, I cannot accept. So we see that when it comes to akhlaq, it's absolutely vital that we have it in order to have our ibadat are accepted. And you see that these manners, even though we said it is for people, but in fact it goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how I deal with my kids matters to my ibadah. How I deal with my spouse matters to my ibadah. How I deal with people also matters to my ibadah. There are certain values that I have to keep and maintain on a daily basis to make sure that my ibadah is accepted. I can't say, well, I'm going to pray and fast and do what Allah wants, but I'm going to be bad to people and shout and yell and bash whoever I want. Then you're getting the wrong picture. Let's take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So just before the break, we were saying that maintaining our akhlaq is a must because our ibadah depends on it. So we can't go to Allah with one and leaving the other. Many people, sadly, seem to have it sometimes the other way around. They have the highest level of akhlaq. They are perfect in terms of akhlaq. They're kind, generous, loving, giving, and everything else. When it comes to in terms to ibadah, they have nothing. And that's why sometimes we see this misconception with the Muslims when they look at the West. They say, well, look at them. They are perfect Muslims. They just don't have Islam. Well, sadly, that's wrong. Because we, as we said previously, al-akhlaq are embedded into every human being. So they're not doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor by showing their akhlaq, which it has to be there in the first place. So for a person to be commanded or at least, you know, gratified for his akhlaq, he needs to have what? Amal in towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when we look at the Quran, not a single verse found in the Quran where Allah says, Alladhina amanu, without attaching amilu. So you need ilm and you need iman and amal all together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs a person, on top of the fact that he has all these good traits, he needs to have the iman in Allah which leads him to do worship acts. We cannot separate the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept, even in the Quran says, those who are do not come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Islam, Allah will not accept it. Because Allah wants the religion, which is Islam, which is made of two parts, akhlaq and actions and amal when it comes to worship. So don't be deceived because a person is good, because a person has high level of morals. It doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, well, there you go, you know, free green ticket to heaven. He's still missing a part. Yes, sometimes if we have to compare those who have akhlaq compared to those who don't, we say, yes, they are a little bit better. In terms of Allah's acceptance, it's a different matter altogether, which inshallah we will talk about later on. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را